I want to underscore that this is not just something that has happened in the past. It is going on right now, and it's ingrained in the global capitalist system. In 2019, Ecuador's president, Lenin Moreno, accepted structural adjustment conditions that allowed Ecuador to borrow $4.2 billion from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. That's what this article is about from Global Policy Forum. The conditions of this loan were that Ecuador's government could no longer spend any money on fuel subsidies. Okay, they couldn't use the loan money or any money in their government to subsidize fuel costs. They also had to cut more than 2,500 public health workers, allow a boost in oil production, mostly from the Amazon rainforest and mostly operated by foreign oil companies, and agree to privatize. In other words, to sell off their public assets to corporations, including healthcare facilities. While this made oil companies and private health corporations very happy, Ecuador's people took to the streets. They protested higher fuel prices because of the lack of subsidies, loss of jobs, and higher cost of public services like healthcare. It was clear that this deal would harm Ecuadorian citizens, indigenous peoples dependent on forests, and increase poverty.